our own county here is dependent on straw and hay being delivered, especially straw being delivered into the county for every year for the winter. And if the height restrictions put on, the lorry men are not going to be able to put on as many bales on the trailer. Therefore, that's extra loads, that's an extra cost that's going to be to the farmer at the end of the day. So it's, you know, a disaster for farmers if this height restriction goes through.
Now, obviously, there could be some logic to this decision, but do you think that perhaps for the agricultural area, a derogation should be made? There should be an exception?
Yes, there is, you know, and there are certain things that height has a lot to do with it when they're travelling on the road, but a load of straw that, you know, the centre of gravity is fairly well down and it's well strapped on. You know, they're not driving that hard on the road. You know, they're careful coming up. You know, they're coming from Southern Ireland right up to here and to the north of Ireland, and it's to restrict them and the height would just be total disaster.
In terms of transporting the likes of hay between farms locally or certain equipment, generally, would that come under these height restrictions, or is that a problem also?
Yes, it'll come under these restrictions. The only way they're going to have a bale less, most men would bring three bales high on the lorry. If this height restriction comes in, we're down to two bales. And we've only to look at last winter, with the fodder coming from both England and France, the lorries, as we would call it, were half full of loads. The amount of money that it's going to cost, and it's the farmer at the end of the day is going to have to pay for that, and it's going to be a serious cost on him at the end of the day.